I'm Spencer, and I work at United Healthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system.
I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at United Healthcare, focusing on the member experience and making that better.
I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready for some excuses, Keith?
Oh, I guess so. I guess we're going to have to be. Yeah, we got the really bad news yesterday on the show that my number one target in free agency for the Boston Red Sox signed elsewhere. And by elsewhere, I mean in the division with the Baltimore Orioles, who are known for spending and winning. Two things synonymous with the Orioles of Baltimore, spending big money and winning baseball games.
Yeah. The excuses are coming in fast and furious on what was a very, very disappointing day yesterday.
It was terrible. It was really bad. And it's funny because we were talking, we didn't have all the information yet when we got off the air yesterday.
Nope.
And maybe we still don't have like every single detail, but we were wondering, are they going to say that they were close? Are we going to get reports that they were all around it, or like they were super interested and he just chose... You know, he wanted to go to Baltimore for whatever reason. No. Like, what we heard has not made it any better. In fact, quite worse.
No, I would say it got a lot worse. Tim Healy with some very good reporting on this from the Boston Globe. And you can discuss it all day long here on Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. Watch, chat, subscribe to WEEI. You heard Morosi and Heyman off the top. They're like, oh, they can
screaming
still get
at each other. Calm down, guys.
Yeah, they got
some,
they got some audio issues there, I think, at MLB Network. But they're just like, yeah, it's these four names, and they could get two out of them. I'm like, I bet they're not going to at this point in time.
They can't even believe it.
I think it's been a disaster.
I don't have any faith that's going to happen.
No.
Which I guess I'm late to the party on, but we'll get to that coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Healy with good reporting on this, as I was starting to say. He says the Red Sox offer to Pete Alonso was for fewer years and significantly less money than he got from the Baltimore Orioles. That's good.
So they were not close. So 5 years.
$1.429 million.
That was a whole offer.
He was like, no thanks.
Yeah, I'm
He's
out.
Like, for the season? Or for what?
Yeah.
So yeah, 5 years for $155 million. Because we saw Kyle Schwarber sign, what, the day before?
Yep.
And we were looking at that number, and we're like, Kyle Schwarber's coming off a monster year, but Pete Alonso at least owns a glove and plays in the field and is a consistent, you know, high 30s, 40s home run guy. He just turned 31. Can play first base. You need a first baseman. He's a right-handed stick. You need a right-handed stick. Seemed kind of like the perfect guy. And five for 155 was too much?
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing?
Well,
3 years? What are you doing?
Well, here's what maybe you didn't know.
Okay.
Is that Pete Alonso is old.
He's not.
That was another item from Tim Healy.
He's old?
The Red Sox were wary of Pete Alonso because of his age. Pete Alonso just turned 31.
31, yep. He just had a birthday party.
On December 7th.
Did he even go?
Alex Bregman.
You're too old!
Is that a trampoline park?
Alex Bregman, Keith, I got bad news for the Red Sox.
How old's he?
31.
The heck?
32 in March.
Don't sign him. So he's older.
Yes.
So Bregman's older than Alonso.
Ketel Marte? They've been linked to him, right? I mean, Heyman and Morosi just gabbing about him, hollering at each other about Ketel Marte.
He's a senior citizen compared to these guys.
Already 32.
Already 32?
33 next October. So I don't...
come on. Next October?
Yeah.
It's like a year from now.
Well, I was just saying, in the playoffs, he could turn 30. He could be a Larry Bird.
Peter
Alonso
is going to be 32 next December. Yeah, he's 31 now.
He'll be 33 in the playoffs if you get there, Keith. That's
so
all.
If
he'll have a playoff birthday.
Good point.
Yeah.
If he's digging in game two of the World Series.
Next season, he will be, at some point,
I got
in October, 33.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't, like, Do they understand how to even cover their tracks? Like, I kind of appreciate they're like, guys, we weren't even close. We were nowhere near that offer, okay? Like, we weren't second. We might not have been third. Like, we were nowhere near it. To say he's too old?
Too old.
Like, you're worried about worried about how he's going to age. And out the other side of your mouth, you're in on Alex Bregman and Ketel Marte, among others. Yeah. How old's Suarez?
How old's Sonny Gray?
Good point. Sonny Gray is what, 36?
No, he's 34, I think, or whatever. No, oh, maybe he is 36.
You look that up. I'm looking.
Suarez is 34.
Thank you. Like,
Suarez 34.
They're in on all old players.
He's 36. Sonny Gray's 36.
Nothing but old players, and they're like, yeah, we don't know about that Pete Alonso.
Pete Alonso, look at him. He's old.
Suarez will be 35 next July, better than October.
Yeah, good.
I think he had his second or third best season last year. Pete Alonso is consistent as heck.
I mean.
38 dingers, 126 RBI, 871 OPS, which is the second best of his career outside of his rookie year when he hit 53 bombs and was the rookie of the year. He had a career-high 41 doubles last year. He played in every game. The year before that, he played in every game.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say this. Ready?
Alonso plays every night.
Alonso's game played outside of 2020. Let's skip 2020 because that wasn't a real year.
Games.
Okay. 161, 152, 160, 154, 162, 162 led the bigs the last 2 years. You want his home runs minus the COVID year?
I think he's literally missed like 20 games in seven seasons.
Home runs, yeah. 53, 37, 40, 46, 34, 38. Again, subtracting the COVID year.
It's like if you were like designing a player that the Red Sox needed, that's him.
He's like a lock to play 150 and hit 40 homers.
Correct.
And they're like,
too old.
I don't know how he's going to age.
Nah, no, I don't want him.
Which is just, that is Red Sox level garbage excuse.
So are they
making.
Only doing 3-year deals now?
I guess.
With opt-outs?
I guess.
Really 1-year deals like Alex Bregman a year ago?
This is the real shame in it. And I think we articulated this yesterday, but it was later in the show. And if you're just tuning in and maybe you missed it, the shameful thing with Alonso is that he is the kind of player they've signed.
Yeah.
We didn't even mention all offseason Kyle Tucker, who's still a free agent and still technically out there, but it's like, we don't even bring his name up. It's not
we
even,
know it's not happening.
It's not even worth bringing up because they are not going to spend $300, $350, $400 million on a player. Okay, fine. We all disagree with it. We all think they should, but they won't.
Right.
$155 million for a player really isn't all that much money, especially for a guy who, again, is a lock to play 150, a lock to hit 40. You need a big bat. You have money to spend without Rafi Devers here, which this is where, again, I'm with the Devers people.
Yeah.
At some point, you got to spend the Devers money, and at some point, you got to replace the bat. I don't miss him. I think he's overrated. Keith, how many times has he finished in the top 10 in MVP voting ever?
Oh, my God. Alonso?
No.
Or Devers?
No, Devers.
Oh, zero, zero,
no. Zero. Yeah, never zero, done it. Zero, never zero, been there. Yeah. So I think he's overrated. I don't miss him.
No, but you got to replace him. There's some production there.
Right.
We're not ignoring the fact that the guy would hit 30 home runs.
And this is, in John Henry's current budget, I thought an exceptionally reasonable, affordable kind of deal. The exact kind of player on the exact kind of deal. He costs you a fraction of Devers. He's a better player than Devers. He's going to give you more production than Devers.
Yeah.
And he'll be out there and he'll even play the field if you ask him.
Sure, get a glove.
Kind of perfect.
Yeah.
And they go,
nah,
we're nowhere near it. He's too old.
Can't do it.
That's shameful.
They re-signed Aroldis Chapman this year. He's 37. They they gave Trevor Story a 6-year deal when he was 29. So I understand he was younger, but they gave him a 6-year deal, and he's a worse player. And they did it at a time where they had Bogarts on the roster. They made him play a different position, and then now they've had to move him back, and they might even move him again. When they signed Yoshida, he was already 29. That was a 5-year deal. He won't hit as many home runs in his career as Alonso had last year.
He's aging well, though.
No, he sucks.
He went 4-3 last year.
Yeah, he actually had a streak there where he was kind of hot as a pistol.
Oh, yeah.
He was. But, this is devastating just because it kind of checked all the boxes for what the Red Sox were looking for. We all came up with our Red Sox plans. We had a lot of listeners coming with plans and everything else. And it was like, Tarek Skubal, I understand, not the most realistic, right? Even Kyle Schwarber, we liked him. We're like, where's really the fit? And like, so there's a lot of names that are out there, but you're like, no. Most people, it was like Pete Alonso and Bregman, or like Pete Alonso, and in my case, anybody else to play over there, Bo Bichette, Bregman, whoever. Yeah, if you want a pitcher, great. But you could almost, and it would be disappointing, but if you told me that all they're adding to the staff is Sonny Gray and Oviedo.
Yep.
I'm like, I don't love that, but okay. Those two guys are certainly going to be better than Walker Buehler and maybe Giolito. And I mean, Giolito had a good season, but like
you'd hope the
upside's there.
You'd hope the combination can outperform those two. Not a lock, but you'd hope they could, and I think that's reasonable to expect.
Yeah,
they could.
Still have Garrett Crochet kind of carrying that thing. So it's not like you're void of like a true number one. You have a number one. So yeah, you would like to add to that. But if you didn't and you added Pete Alonso to the lineup, you're like, all right. Now we got some guys there. You got Roman Anthony hitting in front of them. Like, you can sort of see what a good, productive lineup.
I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare. I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties. I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Would look like. Now you don't have him. He's the only other guy on the market that is capable of 45, 50 home runs. He's one of the few guys that you'd want to play first base. So now you don't have a middle of the order bat. You don't have a first baseman. So I don't know where you turn now at that spot, right? I mean, there are still other names, and we let off the show with Heyman and Morosi barking at each other about some of these other names. But that'd be fine. But now, like, you literally do need two of those names. And even still, it's going to be a little bit underwhelming.
Are we sure those two off the top?
I'm not sure they get two of those names. I'm just saying.
Are we sure they even get Bregman at this point in time?
No.
Imagine. I'm like, boy, it's going to be disappointing when they only sign Bregman and they run it back with him. And, you know, whatever the contract is, at this point, I think they need to bring him back. And I like Bregman. Yeah. And I wanted Bregman all along. But, like, that is underwhelming when you already had him on the team.
Well, now they're going to have to, like, pay through the nose to get him.
But fine. Now they should.
Yeah.
I'm now at a point where I'm like, are they even getting, what do they do if they don't get him?
Oh, punt? No, you gotta.
what do you do?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You would, I mean, Bo Bichette hasn't signed anywhere yet. Well, that's the thing is, like, they really want, they're interested over the last even few years. Like, they've been interested in players, but they're not willing to budge off the price. And, you know, we talked about this even when it came to the Patriots, right? A little apples to oranges, but the idea of, hey, it's free agency. Guess what? Guys are going to go for more than they're probably actually worth.
Yep.
But that's the whole idea of waiting to free agency for these guys, not signing a deal early. This is their opportunity to cash in. And, you know, we'll see. Edwin Diaz got a pretty good deal. Schwarber got a good deal. Alonso got a good deal. Not insane. Not Juan Soto, Shohei Ohtani deal. But those guys also aren't the players that those two are. But I thought, I'm not like, oh, my God, what a dumb move by the Orioles. I don't think anybody's saying that. Maybe the Red Sox are.
I mean, when we asked Bradford yesterday, should Alonso get the Schwarber deal? He's like, no. And I think people thought the Schwarber deal was too much. I think they're both completely and totally fine.
Yeah.
$30 million a year and so 150-ish million total.
Twice the money? He's not twice the player.
I think those are completely fine deals. I mean, are they the smartest deals in the world? Maybe not. But Bradford tweeted this out earlier today. This is an old comment from Andrew Friedman, now with the Dodgers. If you are rational about every free agent, you'll finish third on every free agent.
100%.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
If you're just going to be rational and do good business and, well, we're going to sign smart contracts only in free agency, then you're never going to get anybody. You're never going to get anybody
to the World Series.
You're never going to get anybody of any value.
No, and it's frustrating because it felt like the roster was going in the right direction where you have a bunch of young, cost-controlled players on the roster. You have homegrown guys on the roster, you re-upped a bunch of them, right? So you're looking at it right now. You're like Roman Anthony and, you know, Brian Bello, Christian Campbell. We'll see what the returns are on that. But, like, those guys are all locked up. Say down Rafaela. Those guys are all locked up. You're going to, I think, save money on most of, especially Roman Anthony. You're going to, like, save money on that. You got rid of the Devers contract. You're no longer paying for, like, Chris Sale and some of these other guys that were on there, or, like, Walker Buehler and Giolito. Like, decent salaries off the books. So this is the opportunity where, yeah, you might have to overpay for a free agent. And if it's one that fills all the needs on the team, go ahead and do it. And then you don't, and it's like, I don't know what the next option is. Whereas, like, hypothetically, you don't get Bregman. Well, you could get Bichette. And if you don't get Bichette, well, you could get Marte. And if you don't get Marte, like, I guess you could get, theoretically, Seager. I don't think they will. That seems like way too much money and too old, apparently,
right. Well,
to
yeah.
get Seager.
By their math.
But, like, that's a handful of guys there. They could miss out on all of them, but at least you're still sort of playing that game. Right now on this one, you're not. And that's why you should have, even if in your mind you're like, oh, this feels like an overpay, you should have done it for the team.
100%.
Don't worry, guys. They'll get a bat at the deadline.
Maybe.
The sixth year in a row they need a first baseman.
I don't think they're going to be adding anything at the deadline.
They haven't had a first baseman since.
So I
Bo Vaughn?
Mitch Moreland?
Oh, I mean, Mitch Moreland, I think, squeezed out an all-star
Mitchie
game.
Mitchie Two Bags was an all-star, I think. Yeah,
he was awesome.
Yeah, I think he was.
Wow. Okay. Well, all right, calm down.
By their standards back there.
Yeah, a first baseman on the team that could actually
hit. Likes him because he could field. That's what he likes.
He liked him because he could pick
Nick
it. Well, then give me
Doug
Mankiewicz. Thank you very much.
So I went in the last offseason with pretty high hopes for the Red Sox, like adding talent, and eventually they did. They got Bregman. They struck, I think, today the one-year anniversary of the Crochet trade? I think it is.
It might be.
You said the other day, it's December 11th, right?
I don't remember what I said.
So I believe this is when the deal went down for Garrett Crochet. So I had high hopes last offseason, and they delivered. I mean, Bregman, they ultimately signed. It was a glorified one-year deal.
Year ago today, Jones.
Thank you. They got Garrett Crochet. I believe they got Narvaez today as well. You don't need to check that, but I believe that was all on the same day.
We said goodbye to Kyle Teal, Brendan Montgomery, Chase Meredith, and Winkleman Gonzalez.
Maybe you can say hello to Kyle Teal again.
So
they're on him now?
They've been linked to him, which makes no sense. So
get him back.
A year ago, I had pretty high hopes, and they got it done. This year, I had higher hopes because they were in the playoffs.
They feel like they were close.
Yeah, and you kind of thought if John Henry was ever going to invest, and I guess this is stupid of me, you kind of thought if he was ever going to invest, he'd do it because he felt like he had a competitive team, a team that could go for it. The fan base was back to a degree last year.
And he saved money.
And right, you could spend on Alonso, you're still saving money. And they're still not doing it.
I was hoping we were going to be smiling today.
Well, no. We were told we'd be smiling by Friday.
That's true. There's still time. Still time for a smile. I didn't smile yesterday.
What do you do if you're Will Fleming and they make a big trade between today and tomorrow? Do you just storm back onto Twitter and take a victory lap?
Yeah.
Or you said you were leaving Twitter.
Undertaker GIF?
No, not Undertaker GIF. You do the Mia Goth from Maxine's weird smile at the end where she's like scary.
Oh, Pearl.
Yeah, when she's like doing like the scary smile at the end. That's what I do. I just tweet a bunch of smiles.
So he would.
If they get Bo Bichette, that's a smile.
He promised smiles.
Yeah.
And then he said yesterday Twitter's a cesspool and he's out.
Twitter is a cesspool.
Well, he's not wrong about that.
No.
I feel like most of us have known that for many years.
But apparently that
occurred to Will yesterday.
Yeah.
But so now he's going to show himself out. I mean, that's an abrupt change. That's not quite.
No, I know. But he's got more time.
That's not quite your Ralph over there turning himself into
Ralph.
A Twitter.
No, he didn't deactivate the account, I don't believe. I think he just said he's done with it.
Because
people were probably saying mean stuff. I think we've all been there.
Not only is it Twitter. Not only not smiling, yesterday was horrible.
Or frowning.
Yesterday was actually bad. It wasn't just like, well, they still haven't done anything yet. Poke them with a stick. When are they going to do something?
But we got
it
more time.
It was an actual bad day yesterday.
Yeah. But to Will's defense.
Yeah.
He didn't say, guys, they're getting Pete Alonso.
No.
That's how everybody took it.
Yeah, well.
I don't even want to be around anymore.
Yeah, but
that was Will's last tweet.
Were you smiling yesterday? He said we were going to smile.
No, I was smiling yesterday,
Jones. He didn't say Pete
Alonso. You were with me most of the day. Did you see a single smile?
No, he said we were going to get good news. That's not good news.
72 hours hasn't passed yet.
Okay.
We got time.
In the meantime,
we have the freaking countdown clock to the Super Bowl on in here. That's not helpful. We need Will's thing.
Okay, but in the meantime, we were all on the verge of tears yesterday. It's the opposite of smiling. He didn't say anything about Alonso specifically. He said smiles.
Friday, 4:22. There needs to be smiles between now and then. There could still be.
I am not bracing for them.
They traded away Vaughn Grissom.
That was a nice step. A little smirk on that.
Yeah, smirk.
617.
He didn't promise smirks. He promised smile.
No, he promised a full
belly laugh.
He promised, ear to ear is what he promised. Not like one little half smirk.
I know. Oh, like the Grinch.
Yeah.
When the Grinch smiled.
One of those.
And then his heart grew 4 sizes that day. 10 sizes?
Sick. I've seen it a lot. Bro.
Yeah. Seen it a lot.
We have.
You've seen it so much, you don't know how much his heart grew.
We have clients for that. 617
heart
779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keith. What do you think of the Red Sox excuse making yesterday on Pete Alonso? What's the new plan? Like, what is the plan now that the Red Sox are out on Schwarber? Barely even tried on Alonso. We'll go on the clock at high noon, give you our plans. You can give yours right now on what the Red Sox should do. Again, it's 617-779-7937. We are going to go up to Buffalo. Talk to Sal Capaccio from WGR 550. Get the Bills view on this game. The Bills view on Steph Diggs and how that's going to age.
I'm curious about that.
I am as well. Plus, we have a Kiefer Madness for you at 1245, so stay tuned for all of it. On the way next, how do the Red Sox salvage this? Can they salvage this? Right after Trending with Nick LaPan.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The Bruins hope to keep their 3-game win streak alive tonight as they head to Winnipeg to play the Jets. Puck drop for that one is at 8 p.m. The Celtics are looking to extend their winning streak to 6 games as they are in Milwaukee to play the Bucks. The Bucks are still without Giannis Antetokounmpo as he is recovering for a calf strain. Tip-off for that one is also set for 8 p.m. Christian Barmore, Verdarian Lowe, and Harold Landry are listed as limited participants in yesterday's Patriots practice. Kyrese Tonga and Jared Wilson were both full participants ahead of the Patriots game against the Bills on Sunday. With a win on Sunday, the Patriots would clinch the AFC East for the first time since 2019. Kickoff for that one is set for 1 o'clock on Sunday. And Week 15 in the NFL kicks off tonight with a matchup between the Atlanta Falcons and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Kickoff for that one, 8:15. You can hear the game right here on 93.7 with Westwood One's coverage starting at 7:30. Give the perfect gift this year, 99 restaurant gift cards. They're the perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 you purchase, receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. You gotta love the nines. And that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare. I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties. I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.